Hi there, I'm Kick Johnson, and welcome to the Fall Cup Soccer Report. Today on the program, we've got future soccer legend Robbie Hathazi, just as he prepares to go to his tournament. Here's the interview. I'd like to welcome to the program striker for the Thunder Bay Chill U11 squad, Robert Hathazi. Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Robert, where are we and what is about to happen?
We're in Minneapolis for a soccer tournament. And
yes.
I'm about to play my first game.
We're so excited. We just had lunch. No, breakfast. We just had breakfast. And tell us about what the Breakfast of Champions consists of for you.
Eggs.
Cooked?
No.
You can see he's not only a good soccer player, he's quite the funny guy. Seriously, tell us, how were the eggs done today?
I don't really like eggs, so they weren't good.
Yeah. Did you have anything else?
I had two sausages.
Well, that is definitely going to be helping you kick, I guess, one sausage for each leg.
Yeah.
I sometimes can't believe how good of a reporter I am. So let's make some predictions for today. First of all, tell us what the format of the tournament is. For example, how many games will we be playing and how do you move on to the next level? Go.
So today we play two games. Tomorrow we could play three games. So today we play two games, and if we win both of them, then we're probably into the semifinals.
You sound a little bit nervous there.
I know. But, and then tomorrow, if we play in the semifinals and then we win that, then we go to the finals. And if we win that, then champion life.
Champion life. We drove about 6.5 hours from Thunder Bay to get here. And tomorrow, the final game is at 4:00 Minneapolis time, which is 5:00 Thunder Bay time. So the game is going to be at least 1 hour. That'll be 6:00. We probably won't be on the road till close to 7:00. And then that's a 6-hour drive, 6.5 hours. So we're going to be returning home after midnight, probably close to 1:30 a.m. What do you think about that?
It's fine with me. I'll just sleep. I'm not driving, so.
Me too. I'll sleep. Oh, yeah, I'm driving. Well, Rob, one more thing. What are you predicting? Now, really, an honest assessment here. What are you predicting is going to happen this weekend with your team and then your performance? First of all, start off with your performance.
My performance?
Exactly.
Like how I think I'm going to play?
Yes.
I think out of 5 stars, I'm going to be playing 4.5.
Ooh, that's some very high expectations. Can you make any predictions on goals and assists?
I'm hoping to get at least 2 goals because I'm usually playing center mid, so I usually dish off the passes, if you know what I'm saying. And so I hope to get 2 goals and maybe 6 to 7 assists.
Wow. I think that's a little high for the assists. I don't think you guys usually score that many goals, but maybe if you guys play all 5 games, that might happen. And, I'm just a reporter. Who am I? I'm not going to interfere with what you think, okay?
Okay, I'll make my predictions now.
Oh, yes, team predictions.
I have no clue who I'm playing, so this is just off my gut, and I'm not known to really have a good gut.
No, because especially when you fill it with sausage.
Yes. So my first game, I think we're going to win 3-1. Second game, we're going to win 5-2. Third game, we're going to lose 4-2. And then semifinals, we're going to win 3-1. No. Wait. No, 2-0. 2-0. And then the finals, we're going to lose 2-1.
Well, there you have it. If I know you can't see this, but if you can only see it, he is actually crying. He is so emotional about this prediction and so emotional about this tournament right now. He is in tears. He had to leave. He had to leave the room and to dry up. Oh, he's back. Okay, so there you have it. The interview with future soccer legend Robert Hathazy on the State of the Nation here in Minneapolis at the Fall Cup in Blaine, Wisconsin at the Schwann Soccer Center. It is like huge. Did I say Wisconsin? No, Minnesota. Jeez. Lucky my producer's in the background here. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to be reporting later on. Okay, Robbie, say a final pregame farewell.
Farewell.
Oh, gosh. It's tough to work. Yeah, it's tough to find good talent here.